Catherine Gazzoli knows a thing or two about food. She grew up on a healthy Mediterranean diet. She worked on food education in Rome at the United Nations. And she was the head of Slow Food UK, an organization that supports local food producers. Kat's now the founder of an organic baby food brand called Piccolo. But what did it take to get good food from farms to the mouths of happy children? This is Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Kat tells her story.
I'm very close to my father and then my grandfather. We have a little grocery shop in northern Italy above Genova. We make our own like pesto and pasta, mostly, you know, in that region. It's a lot of fresh ravioli, and I've always been on the food side of things. I ate pesto too much for breakfast. I mean, I was quite spoiled with my, you know, my family's grocery shop. And so my favorite foods have a lot to do with the herbs and spices that are used in northern Italy. But because my father and my grandfather were also doing work in development and with the United Nations, I followed my father's footsteps into the food side of the UN. So there's three different agencies that do food, and they happen to all be in lovely Rome, which is where I did my master's. As exciting as the United Nations is, a really exciting place to work. It is an incredible place to start your career from a learning about working in diverse teams in like a group of six. Typically, everyone's from a different continent, so you don't have a cultural norm around making a decision. So it was a great place for me to learn about teamwork and compromise. However, it is very difficult to have a family. You tend to be on the move. So with the UN, some of my first projects were, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, in Ethiopia and Sierra Leone. Again, really exciting, learning so much and being in the field. However, very difficult to have a family, so I didn't want to have a family and stay in the United Nations. Piccolo means little in Italian, and it's actually a sketch of my daughter pointing upwards, because that's what she did a lot. Around like 11, 12 months, they just start to point at everything, and she was normally like asking for basil. She's three now, but she still chomps down on leaves of basil. So that was my co-founder is, he's a total creative genius. And we've kind of both grown up on the Mediterranean style of living. It isn't just the actual food and the different benefits those food groups provide as nutrients. It's also about eating around the table together. And that is why you see differences in, you know, in terms of obesity in children. I think it's not just the food you're consuming, it's how you consume it. So you're going to eat more healthily if you're around a family sharing than just, you know, in front of a TV by yourself as a six-year-old. It really goes back to a lot of basic principles around eating. The approach is, you know, less red meat, a lot of grains, vegetables, olive oil. So across our blends, we're using more also herbs as a flavor enhancer. So you'll find in our blends like a hint of basil, a hint of oregano, thyme, that kind of jazz. All for a six-month-old, you know, with peach or, you know, with red peppers. We've just come out with 100% vegetable blends. Those took me quite a lot of time to get right. I mean, from a statistical perspective and like evidence-based perspective, first of all, there's tons of evidence around if they see what their parents are eating, it has a huge effect on them. So if let's say, like, I've often say this to my husband, like, don't say you're not going to eat that vegetable, because even though she's really little, they are picking up. It's not that they understand the words yet, because they're still, you know, obviously building their language skills, but they completely understand kind of your facial language. So there's that. And then babies really like what you give them in a repeated way. So obviously breast milk is a bit sweet. I don't know if you've ever tasted it. I, of course, tasted mine. And I did understand why it typically takes a baby, if it's a bitter tasting in anything bitter tasting, which is typically like a vegetable, that will take them longer to get used to. And it's because they're coming off breast milk, which is not bitter. That's why, for example, with our 100% vegetable blends, which are really popular, I think the reason they're popular is we are using leeks, for example, which has a kind of more neutral to sweet taste. And that helps with vegetables like spinach. So we have a blend with like courgette, leek, and pea. So it has to be, it can't be too much of a jump for them. I mean, thinking about that they've come from the very safe environment, snuggly environment of the womb, to then like breastfeeding, and now all of a sudden they're, you know, they don't have this thing to suck on. They are literally, you know, they're just getting this full wham of a taste. And I think it's so important, the parents' facial expressions, and then there's the whole repeat point. You can't just expect them to love spinach on day one if they've basically been drinking sweet milk from your breast. My background obviously is food education and making a difference, kind of KPIs. And when you start to really scale up, which what, you know, Piccolo is now doing, things become quite commercial. That isn't what gets me out of bed every day. I'm quite a make a difference person. We give funding obviously to charitable initiatives. The recent mistakes I've made is not fully understanding kind of the commercial negotiation process. We do source from small independent farmers. There's been huge upheavals, we all know, politically, which is affecting small businesses, all kinds of small businesses, but definitely in food. Obviously, I've mentioned where we source from. That means, you know, working in different currencies. So therefore, There's certain principles within Piccolo I can't move around, such as our sourcing, which has obviously sometimes a price premium to it, and our give back ethics. So yeah, there's some points where it's very difficult for me to hit a commercial offer because it's too low for us. So I'm working on that. There are different baby food brands that do more around the baby. My point is, like, a baby doesn't know what's right for them, especially, you know, in that kind of environment. I think it's very important parents are educated on, you know, what nutrients the child needs. One of the things we often say is, you know, there's certain flavors that are real favorites, especially in Britain. We try to say it's really important to have that diversity. Like, even if your child loves one certain flavor and there's great nutrients in that blend, it's not the same thing as giving five different types of flavors that have other nutrients. So we tend to try without, not with a heavy hand, but just is an informative kind of thing, saying, you know, have you given any grains this week? Have you done any vegetables this week? Don't give the same blend five times a day. I definitely have found that there is very much an interest around geeking out on vegetables. So that can be hard. Like at 6 and 7 months, if your child is rejecting vegetables. So that's why moms and dads, even grandparents who came up to us at events, asked us to do an interesting blend with kale. So we have a flavor of mango kale with yogurt, which has been really well received. But it was actually, you know, a grandmother who spoke to me months back about the great nutrients of kale, but like something with just kale and other vegetables would be really hard to get her grandson to waffle down. And sometimes there's certain blends that I'd love to do, but for example, there could be an issue that, around safety. There's certain herbs and spices that are not recommended for a baby, for example. You know, it may sound a bit geeky, but what I just love about doing this compared to anything else I've ever done before, the UN or Slow Food, is really the team and my two co-founders who have to put up with me. I am kind of Italian in style, like I'm not very regimented kind of manager type. And it was really difficult. You know, Piccolo is a very creative, artsy type of brand. Every ingredient is hand illustrated with watercolors. And then getting that to work on shelf next to big multinational brands that are quite shiny, because we're quite subtle, you know, that was really exciting for me, and it still is today, and we've done this together, and that's what's been really exciting, is working as a team.
Kat Gazzoli there, founder of the organic baby food brand Piccolo. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 27 next Friday, and of course tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Wei Dong Lin. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.